Years on years, a lot and years on years,
So welcome everyone to the Chenrezig Tibetan Buddhist Center live. Today we are looking at Nagarjuna's precious garland. And for anybody who is just joining us or is new, previously Rinpoche for over a decade taught Lama Tsongkhapa's great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. And now we're fortunate enough to have Rinpoche teaching us Nagarjuna's precious garland. So wherever he sees chance, he shows the connections between the two, because the Lam Rim really lays the framework for the precious garland. So one can really understand how to apply and how to practice the precious garland by really understanding the framework of the Lam Rim. So Rinpoche, and so anybody who is new, again, I just want to explain for anyone who speaks Tibetan out there, the format that we use. Rinpoche and I work as a team, and he's asked me to expand upon certain details that he has presented thousands of times in order for efficiency. So if you are listening in Tibetan and you hear additional information, I just want to make sure that you are aware that he and I work as a team, and nothing that is added has been added from my side or an idea of mine. It's all information that's been passed down to me from since the late 90s. So I just want to say that because I always know who's in the class and so forth. And now we're on live. So I think it's really important that the Dharma stays clean, because it's a very precious thing. And no one should make anything up that isn't 100% certain that it's a spoken word of the Buddha if they're saying it's Buddhism. So with that, Rinpoche wanted to begin by showing how the foundation of the Lam Rim serves to help you understand Nagarjuna's precious garland. So in the Lam Rim, Lord Buddha's teachings, according to Atisha, who wrote the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, which the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment is actually a commentary on. So Lord Atisha came to Tibet when there was a lot of confusion about the teachings, and showed how all of the teachings could be divided into three specific categories. And they are called the teachings for beings of three capacities. And in the Precious Garland, we see the first chapter says high status and definite goodness, or certain goodness. So we're right now, Rinpoche wants to show how those two relate to one another. So when we look at the Lam Rim teachings, we see the first category of teaching, which is called the teaching shared in common with beings of small capacity. So these are teachings for beings who wish to achieve a higher realm rebirth. So the Buddha stated that by practicing the refuge, going for refuge to the three jewels of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and engaging in ethical behavior which abandons the 10 non-virtuous activities, and then acknowledging any downfalls, one would be able to have a higher realm rebirth. And in Buddhism, there are six realms of cyclic existence, three lower realms and three higher realms. The three lower realms are the hell, hungry ghost, and human realms. And the three higher realms are the human, demigod, and God's realm. So these practices are for someone who wishes to achieve the higher realm rebirth in his or her next life. And these are called the teachings shared in common with beings of small capacity. And if we look at the precious garland, when it says high status, that's referring to the result of rebirth in the higher realms of cyclic existence. So the teachings shared in common with beings of small capacity, we would say would be compared to and the same as the teachings that would allow one to achieve high status. So that's the link in the first part of the Lam Rim. The next category of teachings are the teachings shared in common with beings of medium capacity. These are teachings for practitioners who wish to achieve liberation, wish to achieve a cessation of samsara altogether. So the Buddha stated that by engaging in the practices of the three highest higher trainings, the highest higher training in ethics, concentration, and wisdom, one would be able to end cyclic existence and achieve nirvana or liberation and remove what are called the afflictive obstructions which bind one to cyclic existence. So here, these teachings start the category of definite goodness or certain goodness, because that's in the Precious Garland text ultimately referring to Buddhahood, but it can also refer to liberation or nirvana in the medium scope section. And that teaching, those teachings shared in common with beings of medium capacity would be the same as the Hinayana teachings, the lesser vehicle teachings, those teachings which allow one to achieve nirvana for one's own self. Now, if one wishes to achieve Buddhahood, there's a next level of teachings that are necessary to practice. And these are the teachings for beings of great capacity. These are the Mahayana teachings, the great vehicle teachings. These teachings allow you to not only remove the afflictive obstructions which bind you to cyclic existence, but also allow you to remove the obstructions to omniscience, which disallow one, with the obstructions to omniscience keep one from being able to know everything, keep one from being all-knowing, because that's what omniscience is, all-knowing. So those obstructions obstruct one's ability to be all-knowing. So if one practices the teachings for beings of great capacity, then these can be removed and one can become an all-knowing Buddha. So what are those practices? Those practices are the teachings shared in common with beings of small capacity, the teachings shared in common with beings of medium capacity, and then the teachings for beings of great capacity, which are bodhicitta first. So achieving the mind that aspires to enlightenment, wishes to become a Buddha. And then from that bodhicitta, engaging in the practice of the six perfections. So the Buddha stated by doing that from his own experience, one is able to achieve omniscience and Buddhahood. So this is the ultimate goal of definite goodness in the Precious Garland. Because the Precious Garland is a Mahayana text, Nagarjuna is a Mahayana writer, when Nagarjuna speaks of definite goodness, he's ultimately speaking of Buddhahood. But categorically, we can put the medium and the great scope teachings in that, because we would say that liberation wouldn't be high status, because that's referring to samsara. So that's the beginning framework of how the Lam Rim connects to the Precious Garland. And those three categories are said to hold all of Lord Buddha's teachings of the Kangjur, which are the pronouncements of Lord Buddha, which we find translated in Tibetan 100 texts, which are in the center above Rinpoche right now, and the authentic Indian commentaries, which are called the Tengjur. And those Tengjur have 213 volumes. Those are also upstairs above Rinpoche right now. And when you combine all of those teachings, you have 313 texts. And it is said that you can take all of those texts and summarize them into the teachings for beings of three capacities. Disa. So everyone who's following, we're on stanza number 230 and page, hold on. I don't know where they are now. 124, sorry. Where did I put them? Oh, there's C. Okay. The glasses don't have rims, so I couldn't even see the glasses without my glasses. All right, yeah, so 124, everyone is following. And 230, stanza 230. Jun Junpong Yunten Zinbani. Rimche, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Injike la.
Okay.
Okay. Then the pudding, Rimche, pudding dan the tena, the gemma ngatsu, the sherup yongrebe.
Ah.
The ngatsu, the pudding, jimba dama. Gemma ngatsu ripa yabudue with sherup yabudue.
Yabudue.
Okay. All right. So, beginning on stanza 230. Eliminating defects and acquiring good qualities are the practices of those seeking high status. Thoroughly extinguishing conceptions through consciousness of reality is the practice of those seeking definite goodness. So here we find the differentiation between high status and certain goodness or definite goodness. High status is referring to rebirth in the higher realms of cyclic existence, but it's still cyclic existence. So it's saying that you can eliminate the defects and acquire good qualities that will allow you to achieve high status, but those won't allow you to achieve definite goodness, but they serve as a foundation for it. But if you want to achieve definite goodness, you have to thoroughly extinguish conceptions through consciousness of reality. So what that means is you have to get rid of the grasping at true establishment. And the way you do so are by practicing those medium and great scope teachings that were presented in the Lam Rim. But specifically, those practices do are remove the afflictive obstructions and the obstructions to omniscience. The afflictive obstructions bind one to cyclic existence. Those are the actual predispositions or imprints that bind one. Now, those imprints leave imprints, if you will. So the afflictions have actual imprints that are left over. Those are the obstructions to omniscience, and those disallow one to become a Buddha. So definite goodness is achieved by getting rid of the grasping at true establishment, but for the person who wants to achieve Buddhahood, that has to be coupled with bodhicitta and then the action step of the bodhisattva activities. So that's what it's referring to here. It's saying that one can achieve just higher realm rebirth, but if one wishes to go beyond that and achieve liberation or Buddhahood, these conceptions, misconceptions really, have to be removed. So it says you should respectfully and extensively construct images of Buddha, monuments and temples, and provide residences, abundant riches, and so forth. Please construct from all precious substances images of Buddha with fine proportions, well-designed and sitting on lotuses, adorned with all precious substances. So everyone reading this, remember, Nagarjuna is writing this as advice to a king on how to run a kingdom as a Buddhist, and how to be a good Buddhist while running a kingdom. So what you would set up as far as laws and how you would arrange your government as a Buddhist, but then how you would as an individual practitioner practice as well to be able to achieve your individual goals. So that's why you see a lot of advice about offering gold to monasteries and a lot of very large things. As a bodhisattva, we'll all be able to do that. But this is being written specifically in a conventional sense to a king who's asking Nagarjuna, how do I do this? You should sustain with all endeavor the excellent doctrine in the communities. So this is referring to supporting the Dharma and the Sangha. The Sangha refers to, if we look at the ultimate way, like we look at what Sangha actually is, it's those beings who have realized the doctrine, who have realized emptiness. But we can say that the nominal Sangha are those that wear robes. So when you hear folks talking about, we're Sangha, unless you're ordained or have seen emptiness, you're not really Sangha. Now, there are different ordinations and so forth. And we could say that the nominal, we may be able to say that any of the seven types of individual liberation vows, lifetime vows, would fall into that. That's debatable. But Sangha really refers to those who have seen emptiness at the path of seeing or above. So here it's saying support those types of people. So support those ordained monastics because they're the nominal Sangha in this world right now. Revere the monuments with gold and silver flowers, diamonds, corals, pearls, emeralds, cat's eye gems, and sapphires. To revere the propounders of doctrine is to do what pleases them, goods and services, and rely firmly on the doctrine. Listen to teachers with homage, respect, serve, and pray to them. Always respectfully serve the other bodhisattvas. You should not respect, revere, or do not homage the forders, because through the ignorant, one could would become enamored of the faulty. Hold on, I just want to make sure where we've. You should make donations of pages, books of the word of the King of Subduers and of the treatises they gave rise to, along with their prerequisites, pens and ink. So here this is saying not to become, if you are a Buddhist and you're following the Buddhist doctrine, you should not mix yourself up by studying other traditions and having becoming a follower of those, because then it will confuse the Buddhist doctrine. The Dalai Lama clearly said that we should respect and revere all religious traditions, but we shouldn't combine them. We should honor and respect their individual lineages and keep them pure. He said as a joke, we shouldn't make tupa, which is Tibetan soup, out of religion. We shouldn't mix all religions together and make one religion. We should try to keep the religions, them each religion's doctrine, pure, but all be friends, respect one another, compare doctrines with one another, but still keep our own lineages pure. So that's the advice that's being given here that also the Dalai Lama gives. So it's important to read this correctly. This isn't saying don't befriend those that aren't Buddhists. And it can be read incorrectly if you don't know what it means. It means not following multiple traditions because it's confusing, and it can start to make the actual Buddhist tradition impure, which has happened over the centuries. And it's one of the reasons that Atisha came to Tibet and Lama Tsongkhapa was a reformer. And there's been various reformers over time because non-Buddhist doctrines have snuck into Buddhism over the years. And we can see that happening in the United States here as well. If you visit any online Buddhist store or go to any of the stores that sell Buddhist books and thumb through them. So Rinpoche, the last thing he said is, and of the treatises they gave rise to along with their prerequisites, pens and ink. So by offering pens and things that will allow the Sangha and those great authors to write books, you will then in the future have wisdom and be able to write your own books, because we know that results are always concordant with their causes. Okay, Diksum. Ngatsu Nicha Sunju Sungu. Yodu Yigi Jakan Du. That's good.
Yodu Yigi Jakan Du. Takan since why never na it should be thousand years. Sheba the Akuna want to be a toshi res.
Massa.
Gentan Sheba never ye. Sajan Dugan Selido. You don't remember the Kenta. The Shinky Taba Jodusus. And the Nabas also not the Nabal magic and Mabati. What the lady said. Gentan Sheba, Neba Yi, Dungen, and Sejan Dungen, Selido, Yudo, Pemba, Tigenta, Shinki, Neba Jubutus, and the Neba Lesson, Neba Meton, Pemba Tawurwa. What does one thing say?
That's so.
Get to Tamba to do the service. Dene Gunga Cholendan, Dene Gunga Cholendan, Dindan, Dukan, Churata, Meze Tatan, Hedeba, Shiro Zombo, Jeduzu, Tuntan Tula, Kantatan, Tunsir, Udo, Dukandan, Chukun,
Lessa. Rimche, the tamagare de dag sushir guden su gare tama, tamagare.
Ah.
Last gare, chung.
Kaba.
Dig some. Okay. Gongyame pachi. So now, stanza 239. As ways to increase wisdom, so what Rinpoche had said about you will be able to write a book in the future because effects are concordant with causes. You will have wisdom in the future by making offerings of pens and inks and paper and all of the things that teachers need and their livelihood and a school for them to teach in, etc. That's what it means, and your result will be concordant. Wherever there is a school in the land, provide for the livelihood of the teachers and give lands to them for their provision. In order to alleviate the suffering of sentient beings, the old, young, and infirm, you should establish through the estates that you control doctors and barbers throughout your country. O one of good wisdom, please provide hostels, parks, dikes, ponds, rest houses, water vessels, beds, food, hay, and wood. Please establish rest houses in all towns, at temples, and in all cities, and provide water vessels on all arid roadways. So again, this is written to the king about how to provide the most conducive kingdom for those living there. So how a Buddhist would set up a kingdom. And so this is all the advice from Nagarjuna. Dīsum. Lessa. Okay, that's good. Ngayinji K.
Yeah.
They'll come down. 50. Okay, up to 50. Okay. Lama, get down. Okay. Always care compassionately for the sick, the unprotected, those stricken with suffering, the lowly, the poor, and take special care to nourish them. All the sights of the water vessels, place shoes, umbrellas, water filters, tweezers for removing thorns, needles, thread, and fans. Within vessels, place the three medicinal fruits, the three fever medicines, butter, honey, eye medicines, and antidote to poison, and write out mantras and prescriptions. At the sites of the vessels, place salves for the body and feet and head, as well as wool stools, gruel, jars for getting water, cooking pots, axes, and so forth. Please have small containers and shade filled with sesame, rice grains, foods, molasses, and suitable water. At the openings of anthills, please have trustworthy persons always put food, water, sugar, and piles of grain. So this is what we're supposed to be doing as Buddhists. This is the level of compassion and the level of care that Buddha Shakyamuni was talking about. Putting sugar in front of anthills so that they have something to eat. So when we're trying to be Buddhists, recognize that the things that are easy to do for everyone. Okay, Desan Rinpoche. Ngakju. Yeah, Nijang Ngakju, Les, huh?
Nijang Ngakju.
Ngakju.
Nijang Ngakju.
Shugu Sarpa. Shugu Sarpa, Les, huh? Ngay Tsampa. Nijang Ngakju. Kale Kale. So everybody, while we're finding our place, here we have the dog that's not supposed to be on the couch that we got yesterday is already on the couch. So that worked well.
那也大当七当，做不当，下了说吧，就说了卡拉这个五人，大都谁大，做完就，这把当呢，六年当，那把当呢，两年当，他就遇到几天了，接受中，加钱就是，但这把当呢，这把把不过去做嘛这，这把当呢。 罗念当时，那信号的转速也不满足，我等了有呢。罗念当，那把当当呢？那样当，那把当当啥有钱？那样当，很久有多几天了，结束中啊，加钱就是，都出了很多结果的。先把娘子，就拿了，先把当，先把娘子就拿了，那信号来看。 And
Okay, that's cool. Angie K.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Before and after taking food, always appropriately offer fare to hungry ghosts, dogs, ants, birds, and so forth. Provide extensive care for the persecuted, the victims of crop failure, the stricken, those suffering contagion, and for beings in conquered areas. Provide stricken farmers with seeds and sustenance. Eliminate high taxes levied by the previous monarch. Reduce the tax rate on harvest. Protect the poor from the pain of wanting your wealth. Set up no new tolls and reduce those that are heavy. Also free traders from the other areas from the afflictions that come from waiting at your door. Eliminate robbers and thieves in your own and others' countries. Please set prices fairly and keep profit levels even during scarcity. You should know full well the counsel that your ministers offer and should always enact it if it nurses the world. Just as you are intent on thinking of what could be done to help yourself, so should you be content on thinking what could be done to help others. So we see here the expression of the equalizing, exchanging self with others practice, where you would imagine yourself as the other person and then act as you would, act as the other person would want you to act. So basically it's like putting yourself in someone else's shoes, but then acting how someone who's in those shoes would want you to act towards them. So that's what it means when it says, when the way that you're thinking, that cherishing attitude that you have, the way that you think about yourself all day and night, that much, with so much intensity, think that intensely about cherishing others. So that's the shift in equalizing, exchanging self with others. And we get a taste of it right here, where it says, just as you are intent on thinking of what could be done to help yourself, so should you be intent on thinking of what could be done to help others. If only for a moment, make yourself available for the use of others, just as earth, water, fire, wind, medicine, and forests are available for all. So it's saying, just if you could not be so selfish just for a moment and think about others as much as you do for yourself, that would be amazing. But a bodhisattva always does that and only does that. Even during their seventh step, merit measureless as the sky is generated in bodhisattvas whose attitude is to give away, give all wealth away. If you give to those so seeking, girls of beauty well adorned, you will thereby attain thorough retention of the excellent doctrine. The subduer provided along with every need and so forth, 80,000 girls with adornments or guys. So it's just saying wonderful things. What people think are wonderful, you will have lots of wonderful things if you are generous in practice. Let me see where Rinpoche left. Okay, lovingly give, what number is that? 61. Lovingly give to beggars various glittering clothes, adornments, perfumes, garlands, and enjoyments. So what it's saying here is make sure those, there is no such thing as the poor. Make sure everyone has what they need, because then no one will try to steal, because they'll have what they need. They won't, so that's the point that's being made here, is that if everyone is provided for, there won't be a need for all of the goes on. And that's what's, okay. Ni Gonchu. Tison. Okay, so Rinpoche said maybe that's enough for today. Now, Chuadang Lenja.
Okay.
Gangasena Kasakala Zambaling Chuaja Tulu.
Chitun Dunja Lagadu, Chitun Dunja. Angani Shisha Lanket Chitun Dunja.
Chitun Dunja, 1,700.
She had the kind of pet over there.
A very, the she may shit a mumble da tudu.
Yeah.
The name, Tanda Triwa Don Lenja. So, does anybody have any questions? Rinpoche is going to end the commentary right now, but do you have questions? So, I don't know how long it takes. Right now, everyone has, I'll wait to see a question pop up, but everyone has a large amount.
Jeff?
Or many people have a large amount of time.
Hey, Jeff, if you hit question and answer on the top there, you'll see a question already.
Okay. I don't see a question and answer on the top. I share screen, stop video, more. Hold on.
Oh.
Meeting.
No.
Yeah, I don't have that on the upper right.
Okay, enter, let me just see.
Let me go to full screen. That didn't do anything. You read it to me, I can just answer it. Do it. Oh, I see Q&A. I see it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Priscilla, I understand this is a wrathful. Okay, Priscilla Newcomb is asking. I won't say next time who it is, but I understand there is a wrathful Black Manjushri empowerment to dispel pandemics, epidemics, and catastrophic diseases. I am requesting Rinpoche to give this empowerment remotely in the same way we are now receiving teachings if Rinpoche wants us to, Don, to do this practice. Okay, just I'll ask him, but Rinpoche is only right now giving White Tara initiations. He's decided that for the rest of his life, that'll be the only initiation that he gives. But who knows? These are different times. So what do I click on now? Can you see me and hear me and everything still, Ted?
Yeah, I can see you, hear you.
Okay, so Rinpoche can hear me. Okay, Rinpoche, the Triwa Yurit.
Yeah.
Then the Jambe Yang, the Napo Wang, Chirang Getru Gu.
Anna.
The Jambe, the Tanda, the Zambaling, Chirang Getru Kasakala Da Tugudu. Then the Sampa Chikshena Chirang, the Gemma Wang Nang Tugudu. The Wang Nang Tugudu.
Okay.
Wang, the computer Wang Digre.
Ah.
Rinpoche, this Sheda K Chembudu. The Chirang Getru Wangu. Computer Wang Digre.
Okay. Digre.
Then, hey, the Jambe Yang Napo Digrebe.
Ah.
Jambe Yang Napo. Black Manjushri.
Ah.
Konso. Jambe Yang Napo. Napo Jambe Yang. Black Manjushri. Konso Gu.
Okay.
Tenga Seudu. The Tengsang Rinpoche. Drongkar Sewang Konanang. Yene. Yene, the Jambe Yang Napo Digamari Gangisina the Natsu Dang Masong. The Chiran Sanlo Gariube.
Garu Garisa.
Konso the Wang the Mei Cheek. The Jambe Yang Napo Wangu.
Jambe Yang Napo.
Yes.
Jambe Yang Napo Napisha Mes.
Okay, so Rinpoche does not have the Black Manjushri text. It's not one that he does. Then Rinpoche, the nga de la the Drongkar Sewang Kona digrebe Kona.
Drongkar Sewang Kona mela mela jena chayadro.
Oh, that's very good. Rinpoche is willing to give a medicine Buddha blessing though. Medicine Buddha, it's like an initiation, but it's called a blessing. It's the permission to do, it's a permission, it's literally called. So Rinpoche will do, via the internet, a White Tara initiation, and he will also do the Medicine Buddha blessing. Maybe Rinpoche is able to do the regular Manjushri blessing, but not the specific Black Manjushri. That being said, hey Ted, how do we want to do this? We want to arrange, when is the second Sunday?
Okay, we can arrange it for the second Sunday. That's no problem.
So do we want to, because the times are such, do we want to do more initiations than one a month? If we can? Is this hard to do?
In the beginning we can. We can do it this month, next month maybe.
Yeah, let's do more, because for people who are sick, Medicine Buddha Blessing would be great next week, I think. Let's do it next Sunday, Medicine Buddha Blessing.
Okay, what about the other one?
Let's do White Tara the next week.
White Tara the week after that.
I think it'd be good. People are struggling right now. I think it'd be good. We have so much teaching on tape right now, but we can't record it. How's that going to work?
Live,
no recording?
Yeah, we can do that.
Great. Let's
live stream, no recording.
Oh, like Rinpoche. Rinpoche.
Huh?
Rinpoche. The Dunta Chi Zanima. Dunta Chi Gemma. Natsu Mila Jainan.
Okay.
Dene Dunta Chi Gemma. Drunkard Sewang.
Okay.
The Yabudu. Me Mambo Nagadu. Tengsan cheta kali kapudu. Me mambo ngoyo mare, natsa chembo yere, then mela dang dronkar pentogudu.
Hello, did you not get one of the
Yeah, Rinpoche feels as I do that the medicine Buddha would be very good to do. So we'll do that next Sunday live. That's a big
deal. Medicine Buddha next Sunday live.
Let us know what we need to have or hand before in an email announcement. Okay, it's probably going to just be what we always have. The prayers are online. And there won't be anything additional from the side of the participant, but if there is, we will let you know. We have some more questions, so let me go to that. Okay, Precious Garland. Thank you so much, whatever blessings. Okay, sorry. I'm new to this. How do I get the next one open? Okay.
I don't see any more.
There are no more?
No.
Okay. All right. So let's wrap it up. Let's do some ending prayers here. I don't have a prayer book. I know the prayers, but when I get put on the spot, I forget the prayers. So I don't have a. Both our phones are dead. Hold on one second. I'll just let's just do this. We should do a mandala offering. Give me one.
I see Kamba Yabudu.
Kamba Sheda Yabudu, Rinpoche. Rinpoche is asking how our new house is. Our new house is so beautiful. I've never lived anywhere as beautiful as this. The Shinka Dang Drapudu. The Shina Kasakala. Natsuki Sheda Gapudu. Natsuki the Ludzi Yabudu.
You could take the keyboard off.
Here, hold on. Hold on. Look at this. That's cool, Rinpoche.
The power cord off the side.
That's cool. Yeah.
Right off.
Hold on. This is the house.
Ask there's.
You see it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Look outside. Hold on. This is what our view is.
Jibalu.
There's another yeah. question in there. It's
okay.
It's an answered, but it's not answered.
Okay. How do I get to that? Hold on. Participants, more. Chat, record, invite. See, when I detached it, hold on.
Let's go back into Q&A.
How did I do it? I don't want to hit a delete of anything. It opened a new screen. Hold on one sec. More, leave meeting, share screen. Okay, hold on. I just don't see it. I don't know how I lost it. Can you just read it for me? And I'll learn how to use this better next time. I see 12 attendees and
okay.
three panelists, but I don't have that option any longer.
Okay, Chintui has a question, and he says, Tashidila Rinpoche, and he's saying thank you. His question is, we are having such a difficult time. When will it end?
Rinpoche, Triwa Yure.
Yeah.
Kintui Lama Triwa Yure.
Yeah.
Dene Tengsang Natsa Chembo Yure. Dene the Sakang Dan Songkang Dan the Tsongpa Sheda Kali Kapudu Ngu Kali Kapudu. Dene the Nutra Gadu Kagare. Gadu tsar, chiran sanlu garibe. Gadu the dugnyal gadu tsar.
A dugna gadu tsar deshe do mar de. The dugna the mayu ag thage je wares mara. Drunga ke zon tu
Okay, so what Rinpoche said is that he doesn't have any idea when this suffering will end, but the way that an individual can eliminate their suffering ultimately is by practicing the Dharma. And this is all that we know. If you are able to engage in the practice of White Tara is known to alleviate suffering and remove obstacles and help one with wisdom and help increase your lifespan. So right now, during these difficult times, it's important to practice because we don't know when these conventional sufferings will end. Rinpoche says he doesn't have any idea when this will end, but we all have a common suffering that will definitely not end until we remove the afflictive obstructions, at least, and the suffering of the lack of omniscience will definitely not end unless we remove the obstructions to omniscience. So we all have a common suffering that will go on whether there is coronavirus or not. We all have to be ripped away from our loved ones. We all experience birth, aging, sickness, and death. Everything that we think we love deteriorates and eventually leaves us, breaks, or becomes something different. So just remember that the Dharma is the only thing that we can really trust. Okay?
All right.
Do we have anything else?
Nope.
Okay, so what prayer should we do? Let's just end with, everybody can just end with whatever dedication that they have. I'll be more prepared next week. So let's just say, I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. And let's all remember, let's pray for the long life of Khenpo Rinpoche and of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Let's make sure that we all just keep them in our prayers.
There's one more question. Is Rinpoche able to give us all a blessing?
A what?
Is Rinpoche able to give us all a blessing?
Okay. Rinpoche, the tanda, the tanda, the me mambo yure, the Rinpoche, the kandun che ronang, ngatsu shelap ja ronang.
No, okay.
Ariana Dixon, Charan the Kandun Ched, the Karma Chi.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Rinpoche, the Ngama, the God party, the Tibetan party, the key.
Oh, yeah.
When we went to the picnic with the Tibetans last year, Lamo came with us and went camping, and everyone loves Lamo. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Rinpoche, the Ngatsu, the Shelap Jaronang, Tanda.
Okay.
The Zonga, the Tanda.
Okay, I'm going to end.
Tuchena, Rinpoche gave us a blessing. Is that it?
That's it. I'm ending. All set, Jeff? Thanks, Chris. Thanks, everybody.